Up next, a case of engineers versus law enforcement. Last December, there was a terrorist attack at a holiday party in San Bernardino, California. 14 people were murdered, and the two attackers were later killed in a shootout with police. The Federal Bureau of Investigation confiscated the iPhone of one of the shooters, but it can't hack the phone to see what's on it without the terrorist's passcode. If investigators guess incorrectly 10 times, the phone will automatically erase all of its information. Tech company Apple makes the iPhone. It does not have the terrorist passcode, but the FBI wants Apple to create a special version of its software to load onto the phone, get around its security features, and allow law enforcement agents to hack it. On Tuesday, a federal judge ordered Apple to help the FBI break into the phone. But Apple CEO Tim Cook plans to fight that decision, saying creating a way around the device's security would be too dangerous, that it's impossible to compromise the security of that one iPhone without compromising the security of all iPhones. He said the order was an overreach by the U.S. government, but law enforcement officials say they need all the evidence they can get from the terrorists.
I think the terrorist threats and criminal threats threaten their customers much more, being quite frank with you. And this is the crux of the issue. We need to get this issue resolved. The profit motive under the guise of protecting the interests of their customers over the interests of government to protect the lives of those customers.